Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, during the recent Commodity Classic down in Orlando, Florida, one of the many trade show exhibitors this year was CHS Cenex. And Ron Jessen is their Director of Product Management and Business Development for Refined Fuels. He says as we transition from winter to spring, it's an important time of the year for producers to take inventory on their operations.
You know, one of the largest challenges that we have that creates confusion sometimes in the marketplace is, what diesel fuel should I really be using? You know, is there a difference? And there certainly is a large difference in the type of diesel fuel that you use. And when you look at that also, is there a difference from my older equipment? Or is there something different from my new equipment? When we take a look at that older equipment, there's just certain aspects that we need to make sure that we're protecting it on. We want to make sure that we've got that good, complete combustion. We want to make sure that we're keeping that engine clean. We want to make sure it stayed lubricated. So there's a lot of pieces that when we develop our diesel fuel, we're very conscious to make sure that everything we have is backward compatible. Now, in contrast, we also want to take a look at that new equipment. One of the largest challenges and differences that we see today is that the combustion and the exhaust are interrelated, but the solution really is still the same.
And for more information, you can visit cenex.com. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.